Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Robin is an intuitive, spiritual consultant, and past life regression specialist based in Seattle, Washington. As The Practical Intuitive, she explores life on our conscious, evolving planet, our mother. It's all here, from how the world really works to intuition, the human-animal bond, mediumship, clearing space with space cooperating, and spirituality. It's Robin Fritz, The Practical Intuitive, helping you master body, mind, and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. My name is Robin Fritz, and I am back after a little over a year's absence. I'm back with new shows starting today, October 3rd, 2022. I took a year off to deal with things that happened, which is life, right? And took a long time to recover. But, you know, what we all learned is that the world doesn't stop when you're recovering. And neither do you stop thinking about the work you're doing in the world and what the work that all of us can do in the world is, what it looks like, and how we can move forward doing that. So I'm going to be talking about that today and in upcoming shows. Today, the theme is really, what are we really doing? What are we up to? And we're going to talk about whether we're messed up, evolving, what does mass PTSD have to do with all of us? And what does our mother, our conscious, evolving planet, have to tell us about that? We're going to talk in this show and upcoming shows about intuition, common sense, beliefs, and how we connect with each other and with all life. So it's all up from here, people. We're going to learn about choosing love, about healing our collective trauma, and it's a lot. We all know that. But changing how we look at it and looking at the world from a place that we haven't for centuries, if at all, and how each one of us can be a part of that, because we are each a part of that. But first, I would like to publicly thank Christopher Buck and Leonie Buck, who are Old Times Media, for not only their personal friendship over the years, but for sticking with me when my show went on hiatus as I was figuring out what was happening here and trying to get my health back. Somehow I got a new hip and I didn't even know that was in the plan. So yeah, we can all be intuitive and we can all look at things and then things still surprise us. But I want to thank them for being there, for being friends, for hosting my show as reruns, and for being the professional, kind, and funny people that they are, because they are an example of the world as we need to be. So the world is a better place because they are in it. Which brings me to the point of my show here today. And let me just start with, yeah, the introduction of my show talked about how I'm an intuitive. I do personal and business intuition. I talk about a lot of different things, from mediumship to the human-animal bond. But basically, I'm a simple person. I live in salty Seattle, Washington, which is also right now very smoky from wildfires. But I am pleased to say I get to spend a good part of each day goofing off with my reincarnated animal family, my 7-year-old Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Oliver Alki. And I did not get to pick his name. He picked it himself. So he goes by, "Hey, you, Ollie." And also with Karis, my 5-year-old Russian blue cat. Both of them are reincarnated from their previous lives as a dog and a cat with me in multiple lifetimes, and they are amazing, and I am so grateful that they chose to come back and spend their new lives with me, and I know they like to eat. So let's dig into what we're talking about today. You know, people talk about PTSD, and when you look at it, you look at the news shows, you look at You look online, you look at your friends and your family, and you see people are just reacting differently to the world than they have been. And for good reason. I mean, life has been really tough the last couple of years for the entire world. And those of us in the world who haven't had a lot happen that was bad or horrible or hard to deal with, we've all learned that it can happen on a worldwide basis, and it did, from COVID to wildfires to war to people not getting along to people basically losing their way in life. And yet, can we say that the world is better because we're in it? And the answer, of course, is yes. Yes, the short answer. Because we all ultimately chose to be here in bodies to contribute to the welfare of our conscious evolving planet. The problem is, sometimes we forget about that. So the question then, do we remember why we're here? Did we forget because the world is complex and our daily needs overwhelm us, especially the state of the world as it is right now? Or did we just forget how the world really operates and what underlies all of us? And if we remember that and tap back into those memories, then we can use things like our collective post-traumatic stress disorder or current traumatic stress. We can roll that all into a version of living in the world the way we were meant to live in the world. And that's what we want to talk about in my show. So if we're all suffering from mass PTSD, what are we going to do about it? What have we done throughout history? How can we change that? How are each one of us responsible for that? How do we dig deep to claim our sacred practical selves? How we dig deep to let our souls speak to us, to inform us about what we've done before and what we want to do now? How do we welcome more awe into our life? Awe, A-W-E, awe. From being in nature to taking time to enjoy what moves us, from our human and animal families to music to art, to those incredible pictures we're getting from space, from the new telescopes out there. And above all, how do we establish a new and dynamic relationship with our mother, right? Our beloved conscious planet. So we're going to dig deep into that in my show and our show, I should say, because I work with Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz, a crystal ball in his current form. And we're going to give you an opportunity right now to tap into him and to tap into that energy throughout the rest of the show, whether you're listening live or in the archives, so that you can take advantage of this rare energy and how it boosts you in the world. So you take a deep breath and just let your intuition as it works, whether you really know how it works or not, just let it go and imagine that you're tapping into Fallon. As a citrine Lemurian quartz, he has this faint yellow cast to him. And if you held him or if you looked into him, you would see these different planes throughout there. And many people see oceans and mountains and whatever Fallon is there to show them today. So let's just clear ourselves with that energy and imagine you're breathing in this healthy gold light going straight to your heart. And with each beat of your heart, it's filling you up with healthy, positive energy, with a desire to be your best, to explore what that means, to connect with all of us. Imagine that flowing through you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, the tips of your fingers to your toes, that gold light just washing away doubt and uncertainty and filling you up with the certainty of how much love you have to share in the world and how much the world loves you in return. And you'll notice throughout the show how your intuition is heightened by that connection. So today I want to talk in really in general terms about what we're going to be talking about coming up. In each show, I'm going to share stories with you. But here's what I want you to remember. And I do hundreds of sessions with clients over the years, and people say, I think I'm intuitive. I think I got this. And you know what? We are all intuitives. We are all healers. These are skill sets that we're born with, just like our physical senses, right? They're not gifts. They're things that we're born with, and we need to learn how to tap our intuition and our healing skills. That's the problem. Because we've allowed our busy lives, we've allowed our culture, we've allowed our religion, we've allowed just the world, the surface, our surface understanding of the world to overwhelm us in our daily life, and to forget that we have these natural abilities. So what we've been doing for centuries is walking around almost with blinkers on so that we can't see the world as it's trying to present itself to us, and we can't connect to it on that deeper level that will help us overcome that collective trauma that has become so in our face in the last few years. So we're going to be talking about that again. We're going to be talking about how intuition works, how to tap it. We're going to be talking about what our deceased loved ones are up to in the afterlife. And if you're like me, you've lost people in the last few years, people you didn't expect to lose, people that you really miss, and people that it should still be here. And we're going to talk about the human-animal bond. We're going to talk about how we treat our animal families. Do we treat them as things or as objects or as animals instead of as souls and body living their lives and learning whatever it is they need to learn in that particular body and making their contributions to the world? I'll share some of my stories about my own family and stories that clients have allowed me to share with them. And we're going to talk about our intuitive partners, whether they're crystals like Fallon or spirit guides or whatever they are, and kind of what our intuitive partners are not. And that will be an interesting discussion. And we'll talk about clearing our souls, about what we learn by looking at previous lifetimes and what energy healing is and is not. And we're going to talk a lot about science. Science and magic, you know. I've been openly, professionally, and intuitive for many years now. And I've gotten used to how people look at me and go like, okay, now, we don't know what to think about you. You know what? And I really don't care. Because, you know, there's some people that, you know, are they willing to dig deeper and to look at things? And then they look at some of the things that I do in my work and they go like, really, is that possible? And I go, what I do is magic. And magic is just what science hasn't figured out yet. So let's get practical with that. And then we're going to dig deep into things like earth changes and the multiverse. But we're going to start and end every time, every show, with our mother, our conscious evolving planet, with who she is, what she wants us to do. Because that's a job she gave me, right? And we're going to talk about that by the end of the show today and about what her job is for you, you know, because we're all in it together, because it's all practical, because it's all tapping our innate skills, and because it's all about honoring our planet. So pretty sure we're going to break here in a few minutes. Something I forgot to ask Chris, but that's okay. As I want to share this one idea with you. Yep, 2 minutes to break. That's what I figured. I do remember some things. Congratulations, Robin. So first, clearly, I don't have all the answers to the world. I don't even have all the questions. Right? But I know where to start. The truth as it is in the world is not a neutral thing. It's a real thing, and it's something we all need to learn to look at and evaluate and get past our prejudices and our preconceived notions and just go, oh, if we looked at the world as it really exists in this concept that I call planetary connection, we're going to learn about living and growing and being in the world in a way that we haven't looked at in centuries, if not lifetimes, if ever, right? Because we tend to look to our indigenous cultures or our ancestors and say, well, they knew everything. Well, they didn't either, right? We don't all know everything. We all only know what we can learn and what we accept and how we explore in the world, which is cool, right? Because if somebody just said, well, these are all the answers, I mean, what incentive do you have to grow to be your best self? What incentive do you have to explore what your soul knows and has known for lifetimes? How are you going to learn what you're really here to do in the world? Which is ultimately to learn to love yourself, but in what way and how? So especially in the last few years, as we've all suffered from various forms of post-traumatic stress disorder or current stress disorder or future stress disorder, it's critically important to know that we can all make a difference in our own lives and in others and in the world, which leads to growth and healing, simply by accepting that we've come here to love and we are guided by our mother. And now we are going to break. Hang on. We'll come back and talk about this in more detail.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Andrea Bovee, licensed insurance agent at BoveeInsurance.com. Andrea specializes in affordable health insurance. Yes, affordable health insurance exists. It's called a defined benefit plan, and it's a budget concept. That means you'll be able to see any doctor, access outpatient services, receive covered preventative services such as mammograms and colonoscopies, enjoy unlimited free virtual doctor visits, and be covered for urgent care, ER, and hospital visits. There's more. During a free consultation, insurance agent Andrea Bovee can help you decide if you should add critical illness or accident coverage, so all your risks are covered when something serious occurs. All this while still delivering savings. Yes, the premiums can be much lower than those in marketplace plans. Ready to check it out? Go to BoveeInsurance.com to book a free consultation with insurance agent Andrea Bovee. Andrea is based in Arizona, but she works by phone and webinar so she can help you wherever you are. Andrea works with her clients to find the best healthcare products at the best prices. Ready to learn more? Contact Andrea Bovee at BoveeInsurance.com. That's B-O-V-E-Y Insurance.com.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we're talking about what mass PTSD and our mother have to do with each other. And again, I want to say I don't have all the answers. I don't even have all the questions. But I know where to start. And like I said before, truth is not neutral, right? And so one of the things that we've done in the world or not done in the world, as I've been watching it in the last few years, is I've been listening to media and listening to people falling off the deep end with their conspiracy theories is we're thinking on a surface level, on a very shallow level, and we're not thinking deep enough, right? So I'm going to talk about that. I also want to, you know, point out that in some ways I'm going to be a little casual with my show this time because I have something to say in each show, and if I run out of time, but I may stop early too. So hang in there where we're going, because it's critically important that we all learn to make a difference. And it's so easy because each of you needs to understand how important you are in the world and how whatever it is you came here to do, in addition to learning to love yourself, in addition to supporting our beloved mother, our planet, on her journey, creating equality with all life. We all have lives to lead. We all have work to do. We all have to earn an income to pay the bills. We all have to learn how to get along with each other. So I'm going to be very frank. And of course, if you listen to my show, you know that frankness is part of what I am, even if it's not always polite or diplomatic. I try to be, but there you go. As I've learned in the last few years, especially something that we've all learned, is life happens and sometimes it's complicated. And sometimes in restarting my show, I needed to say what had to be said, and what we have to start learning to think about. And maybe things that we don't even know how to express. So while I'm not taking calls on my show anymore, and while I am not inviting guests on the show, I am inviting you to email me with your comments, with your thoughts, with your ideas, so that I can bring them up in future shows so that we can learn and grow together, because nobody has all the answers. Well, nobody but our mother. So that would be emailing me at my website, robin@robinfritz.com. That's robinfritz.com. So I am focused on the practical ways of doing things. Because I know our intuition is there to guide us, to give us answers. And sometimes people say, oh, my intuition tells me this, when maybe it is or maybe it isn't. And we're going to talk about that in more depth, too. And learning to use our intuitive and healing skills, which, again, we all have, which you have, even if you don't think you have, they're ultimately practical. They help us get along in the world. And once you learn to use them, you'll discover that you've been living with blinkers on in your whole life. We've been living with blinkers on for centuries. But things have changed. It's time to step up. It's time for that to stop. And that means each of us becomes our best selves. So it's time to look at our lives as a crossroads for the planet, not because of what they call climate change, right? Because really, what do those words really mean? How do they affect you? Do you get anything out of the word climate change? It's almost like, you know, you need something fancier to talk about, so to speak. Something to really believe what's going on. I'm sitting in Seattle in smoke, right? Smoke caused by wildfires, right? But if we've reached a plateau on our planet with COVID, with life as it is, it's time for us to think about why. Why we're here on the planet, why we do what we do, what that means, what we call positive and what isn't positive. It's time to learn how to think, not what to think, but how to think. And so let me tell you about our mother. And I'm going to ask Chris, if he's listening, to cut to a break because something has happened here that I need to deal with imminently. Can we go to break, Chris?
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and things happen when you're live on radio. So I appreciate Chris jumping in there with a commercial so I could take care of what came up here briefly. And now we're back on air, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into our subject today. So our mother, our planet, is conscious. She's alive. She's evolving. She's the reason we're here on this planet, right? Okay, I know it sounds kind of weird. So let's look at it this way. If we look at the world as it really exists, it's deeper than governments. It's deeper than living in neighborhoods or cities or countries, wherever you live. It's looking at the world on a planet-wide level, right? So we all have jobs to do, and my particular job is working as an ambassador to the world, representing our mother to the world. And I'm like, what? But the thing is, we can all be ambassadors to the planet, and that's really what matters. That's why I'm talking about this so completely in this version of my show, to just come out and say it. Our mother is conscious. Our job as citizens of the planet is to learn to live cooperatively on that planet. And how are we going to do that? So our mother taught me a lot of things over the years. And now she said she wants me to teach everyone who's open to it because we are all her children. So that's what I'm going to do. And it's a responsibility, but it's also fun. And here's kind of some of the backstory of that. And we're going to be talking in future shows about what our mother has to say about the state of the world, from the issues we face, from COVID to war to wildfires, which we're living under on the West Coast here, to weather, to race, to hurricanes, to Florida, for example. Why things are happening and what they're happening, what that means to religion, to really tough subjects, but also to awe. You know, one of the things I did this year, after really incredible suffering with this hip issue that I had. When your hip goes, it goes suddenly. And mine was in really bad shape, but we were in the middle of, and I didn't even know it. I mean, it literally happened overnight. We're in the middle of a pandemic. So I couldn't walk for most of 8 months. I couldn't walk. And so my dog had a new person show up every day at the door all on their own. People in the neighborhood would come by every day to take my dog on a walk. They never asked for a thing. They had a lot of fun with my dog, and he was the star. I mean, every time the door buzzed, he was off like, okay, my fan club is here. Those are fun things, right? They make horrible suffering bearable because we pull together as a community. So what happens when we don't, right? So let me tell you this story. So it goes way back to July 2016. And I was down on the beach. I live at the beach in Seattle every single day. It's such a privilege to be here. I mean, the ocean changes every day, you know. The birds, the eagles, the whales, the seals, the sea lions, other dogs, people out on the street, everything changes. And it's amazing. It's a huge privilege for me to live here. And it's the reason why I've been drawn to the beach my entire life. So I'm at the beach. It's July 2016. And someone says to me, so you're psychic, right? And I'm like, yeah, I hate to use that word. He goes, well, who's going to be president? Who are we going to elect president here in the United States in 2016? And I was like, at the time, I wasn't looking at politics. And I stood there and I looked out over the water and I went, oh, my God. And I said, 2 weeks before the election, some legal issue is going to come out about Clinton. And as a result, the person whose name I will refuse to say for the rest of my life will be elected. And I was horrified by that. And I was horrified that it happened. But here's the other thing that I saw. And this is one of the reasons why I'm back. Is I also saw a timeline for the end of the United States as a country. I saw it lasting another 20 years. But over the following 4 years, I saw that timeline shrink. And I now feel pretty confident, and I hate to say it, but I will, that Biden is our last president and our country will end as a country in 2024. I don't want that to happen. And just because I see it doesn't mean that it will happen, because the future is fluid and it depends on us. Unfortunately, I'm not the only person who sees this. And that's another reason why I started my show, because we're thinking on the surface level and we're not thinking at the base level where we're all here connected to our mother, our planet, right? But just to give you a few other ideas on that, I see the United States breaking up into nation states. I see the Pacific Northwest becoming a not only viable, but very powerful country. We have food, we have water, we have power, we have shipping, right? If, you know, we have lots of things. But why You know, and things change. I mean, if you look at the history of the planet, I mean, countries change, sizes, empires, whatever, they change. Things happen. You know, when Vesuvius erupted in Pompeii in, 79, whatever they call that, that they had steam-powered engines. I mean, they had a lot of advanced, what we would think for that time, technology that disappeared under the upheaval of a volcanic explosion. So, you know, the future is fluid, right? And I don't want to see the United States end. I want to see us come together, but it's looking hard. So what is the truth of that? Well, in the last few years, I watched a lot of people who called themselves intuitives, who called themselves healers, fall down this rabbit hole of conspiracy thinking. And the reality is that a lot of people took their eyes off what is really true. And that is, again, our connection to our mother. So our beliefs, conspiracies, where do they come from? Our desire to be special, right? Our idea that we have special knowledge. And you're going to say, okay, Robin, well, you say you're the ambassador to our mother. So what does that mean exactly? Well, it is what it is, right? And I can take what I say and grow and use it to your best abilities to create your connection to the planet. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But I lost one of my best friends to COVID a week before my surgery in December. She was the best intuitive I know. She was amazing. She never put her shingle out to be a professional. She was just like we all are, an everyday person who learned how to tap her intuition, and yet she allowed conspiracy theories to dominate her thinking. You take that where you are. But I remember thinking in the early days of COVID, people were saying, oh, my rights, you can't interfere with my rights. My rights are more important than anything, and my rights are above everything, and don't interfere with my rights. Well, my dad went off to war in World War II. And I remember thinking about all these people talking about their rights. And I said to somebody, I said, you know, if this generation of Americans were in charge during World War II, we'd all be speaking German in the United States. Because it isn't our rights. It's putting the country ahead of our individual rights. You think about that on a country scale, then you can think about what rights and responsibilities mean on a planetary scale, right? So again, I'm going back to talking about where we find the answers, what the questions are, and where we start. And when I said again several times in the show, the truth is not neutral. If we want a free and healthy world where everyone and everything has an equal opportunity, we have to honor our civic responsibility to tell the truth, even if it's uncomfortable, to stand for the truth, to live the truth, to sort through what people think or say, including ourselves. What do we think or say, as opposed to what is true, right? To be humble enough to say I'm right, and even more humble to say I'm wrong, right? And to ask each other to have a conversation about what we're going to do in the world and how we're going to do that. So let's back up to our mother, our planet, and to the world as it really exists. The world that our mother has shown me over lifetimes, but certainly in this one, how we're all equal. So this is a connection to the planet. Sorry, I'm being distracted. Chris, can you go to a break quick, please?
The
your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Andrea Bovee, licensed insurance agent at BoveeInsurance.com. Andrea specializes in affordable health insurance. Yes, affordable health insurance exists. It's called a defined benefit plan, and it's a budget concept. That means you'll be able to see any doctor, access outpatient services, receive covered preventative services such as mammograms and colonoscopies, enjoy unlimited free virtual doctor visits, and be covered for urgent care, ER, and hospital visits. There's more. During a free consultation, insurance agent Andrea Bovee can help you decide if you should add critical illness or accident coverage so all your risks are covered when something serious occurs. All this while still delivering savings. Yes, the premiums can be much lower than those in marketplace plans. Ready to check it out? Go to BoveeInsurance.com to book a free consultation with insurance agent Andrea Bovee. Andrea is based in Arizona, but she works by phone and webinar so she can help you wherever you are. Andrea works with her clients to find the best healthcare products at the best prices. Ready to learn more? Contact Andrea Bovee at BoveeInsurance.com. That's B-O-V-E-Y Insurance.com. So I'm sorry. This is Robin, and we're back live again. So what happens in a live show? I had somebody show up unexpectedly, and my dog went crazy. And you can't talk on the radio and try to deal with what just happened in your house all at the same time, right? So it's called go with the flow, right? So I'm talking about how we look at the world and how we live in the world. So, and what our mother has to do with it. So I shared with you what I saw happen in 2016. And I shared with you the timeline that I saw with the ending of the United States. And it isn't, I live as an American, but it isn't just the United States. You're looking at upheaval worldwide, and you're looking at so many people moving towards this so-called authoritarian view of the world. And it's full of hatred and full of arrogance and full of misunderstanding, right? And so when we look at it, let's back up to how the world really exists. Because we can't make decisions and we can't live a life if we're not really at the level of living on the planet the way it really is. And that's what's been wrong, and that's what's held us back for so many centuries. Is if we think we're in charge of the planet, then we're going to go out and build homes on swampland. We're going to go out and expect that nature's going to conform to what we want, instead of nature being nature and the planet living as it lives. We live on an evolving planet. That means volcanoes are going to erupt, hurricanes are going to happen, all kinds of things are going to happen, and also beautiful sunny days that aren't smoky like they are right now in Seattle. But the mindset that we really are living in, whether we recognize it or not, is a mindset that I call planetary connection. And that's the only thing in this mindset that I created, the term planetary connection, because it's the world that mother showed me, our mother showed me, and all the beings that live in here, from volcanoes to hurricanes to hills to grass to trees to our animals to other humans. And in planetary connection, everything is alive. Everything is conscious. Everything has a soul. Everything is equal. Everything has a job to do a right to do it, a responsibility to do it. And believe me, everything has an opinion. I've had so much fun over the years talking with various beings from Mount St. Helens, our very active volcano here in Washington State, to cars, about what their jobs are and how they see their jobs and how we can communicate with them. And I can tell you for sure, people, that the world is just more fascinating, more beautiful, and sometimes more cantankerous when you recognize the concept of planetary connection as a reality, as the world at the very base, we are all equal. And if we're all equal, then how do we live on a world where our homes are alive and our businesses are alive? And that's what the concept of planetary connection gives us, right? So we're going to be talking about this in future shows. And I apologize for the multiple interruptions today. It's just the way my life has been lately. And you just roll with the punches and enjoy it. So if we're suffering from collective PTSD, which we are, which even our planet is, because you know what? Just because the world is alive and just because we're living on it and, you know, we want to have this beautiful view of everything living in harmony, it isn't always harmonious, right? Things don't always get along, right? That doesn't mean we can't try. That doesn't mean we can't share ideas. That's why I'm inviting you to email me with your ideas, with your questions. But we can turn trauma into growth. We can look at the things that we've endured, all of the losses I personally suffered this year from people who have died, from all of the people I've helped, from all of the people who have helped me, you know, for me to recognize that even in the thing that really turned my life upside down last year was finding out and getting a new hip. And I have been handicapped for many years. There were many years I couldn't work, many years, and nothing has screwed me in my head like this did. And it was a sense of helplessness, but also a sense of really recognizing your mortality, right? And it's like, okay, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die, but do I have to suffer first? Right? And learning again to look at the world as a fun place. So one of the things I did recently to celebrate my new hip was to take a trip down the Oregon coast. It was so glorious and got to see my best friend from high school. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that was, but also to meet my nephew's two children, a two-year-old and a baby who was just born in July, and to realize the world is this awesome, amazing place. And what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about helping it become even better? What are we going to do about that end of the United States that we see coming, that I see coming up in 2 years? How are we going to create a dialogue with people who live in a mindset so different from ours that you can't even find a way to connect with them? That you can't have a conversation with them because they just don't believe the same thing. And that's where love comes in. And that's where a sense of humor, that's where patience comes in. And that's where we go back again to look at our mother and what she has to say to us about listening and learning to love in the world. So I'm telling you, the mother has asked me to be her ambassador to the planet. She uses a different word. I'm looking for other people to participate in that. But I'm also telling you, every single one of you, that each of you is also an ambassador to the world. To the world that lives in this concept of planetary connection, where we're all together as one. Where it doesn't matter that we're human or animal or a car or a home or a business or our food. Where we learn to respect all of that. All of the diversity of life, and we learn to be amazed, to be awed at how glorious the world is. and the rest of the universe and all of those who live on other planets and are coming to visit us at some point, right? We could turn trauma into growth if we choose love, right? And that's what we need to do in the coming weeks. So that's what we're going to explore together. So your questions, your comments, email me at robin@robinfritz.com. But let me give you a few ideas here before we close. I told you what I saw happening in 2016, and some of those things have happened. And the breakdown of love and connection is certainly underway. But we don't have to let terrible things continue to happen. We can change it. Like I said, the future is fluid. We can see certain things happening. That doesn't mean they have to happen. I can tell you for a fact that the worst thing the world has ever faced, is COVID. Because I looked at that thing before anybody ever announced what, you know, that we were having a pandemic. And I've seen the history of it, of how bad it is and how much it wants to kill us all. But that doesn't mean it gets its way, right? That doesn't mean the world has to be a horrible place. We can all stand up and be counted. We can learn to tap and use our intuition and tap and use our intuitive and healing abilities. We can all do our part to create a healthy, sustainable, amazing, awesome world that supports and connects to our mother. No job is too big, no job is too small. All jobs are equal, right? So we start by broadening our worldview, by looking at the world not as a country or a race or a religion, but looking at it as connected, all equals as one. And we listen to our mother and what she has to tell us about things like wildfires. And we're going to go into that in future weeks. What are hurricanes for and what do they do and how does that connect to our mother? It is time for good people to stand up and to be counted, right? And that includes you. So when we look at the concept of planetary connection, we look at widening our focus from our individual homes to our neighborhoods, to our city, to our country, to the world. We share our viewpoints to bring collaboration and connection. We hold our tongues if we just can't get through to people, and we send them love. We can just look at the divine in me greets the divine in you and let that permeate. Even if you say it in your head, it works. So months ago, I was sitting at the beach and I was looking out over the Minas tide, and our mother had been discussing with me what she wanted me to do in the world. And I'm like, Mom, this is like way too much. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. I don't even know how to do that. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. I don't know how to do all this. I was whining, okay? I was being a brat. And she said, and I just shut up finally because she wasn't commenting anymore. And I was like, okay, I'm done whining now. And very, very quiet voice. That very soft, loving voice that just makes me adore our mother even more, responded by saying, never underestimate the power of love to change the world. Never underestimate the power of love to change the world. So we don't have to have a whole horrible future, people. We can continue to evolve and create this beautiful world that's in harmony with our mother. What she wants us to do is to love and connect, right? So I'm asking you, we're all suffering from mass PTSD, but we can use it to lead our way to love. Where will love lead you? Right? You're an ambassador to our planet. It's a world that we haven't lived in ever before. And it's worldwide because of 24/7 communication. As long as that lasts, right? And it can be beautiful and it can be amazing and it can be hilarious and it can be hard. And we've all lost a lot in the last few years. And we can use that to lead us all to love. So I'll leave you with this one last thought. Never underestimate the power of love to change the world. That's from our mother. That's to you. Widen your focus. Let me know what your questions are. Let me know what you think. We'll bring it up in future shows. I'm here the first and third Mondays of the month, and I'll see you again, I believe, on October 17th. And hopefully we won't have as many interruptions as we had today. Thank you for sharing with me. Take care, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.